Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that's part of this complete breakfast. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
So here we are again, The Scope Summer Movie Slam.
We're in the dog days of
the
summer.
The dog days, it's like 90 degrees out.
Hot, mid-July.
Mid-July, a lot of the good movies are gone, Jared. So that just leaves the leftovers. And this time around, the leftover movie is R.I.P.D.
You brought it up earlier. You said this was not screened for critics in advance. And usually that's a warning sign.
That's a telltale sign, Jared. And we got out of this painfully short movie. But before we get into eviscerating it, I suppose we should talk about who's in it and what's it about.
Right.
This movie stars...
Green Lantern, Ryan Reynolds.
Green Lantern and sort of a retarded cowboy.
That's a good way to put it. Jeff Bridges.
With a lot of chew in his mouth.
They are Nick and Roy, or Roy Cephas, I believe is his full name.
And so you've also got
Kevin Bacon in the sort of the bad guy role.
Slumming it.
You got Mary Louise Parker as Proctor, who is like sort of the leader of that particular branch of RIPD. I guess. I don't know.
So, but let's give this thing a plot before we start getting too crazy. So, go ahead.
So, Green Lantern and Sebastian Shaw are partners. Sorry.
Nice.
Kevin Bacon and Ryan Reynolds are cop partners, and apparently they have stumbled upon a cache of some sort of gold pieces during a drug bust.
That's the MacGuffin device. Yes. Giant pieces of gold.
And they've both taken some, but... Ryan Reynolds immediately realizes he made a mistake. He doesn't really want... He wants out. He doesn't want to be part of this anymore, but it's okay if Kevin Bacon wants to go on doing whatever he wants to do. So, and right as this happens, immediately they're called away to another big drug bust, which, of course, erupts into a firefight and...
A giant firefight.
A situation arises wherein Kevin Bacon can then shoot Ryan Reynolds in the face. Now, I'm sure many people have wanted to shoot Ryan Reynolds in the face.
Yep.
Kevin Bacon, he drew the short straw, got lucky, and was able to pull the trigger.
Awesome.
And so Ryan Reynolds is dead and is sucked up into, I guess, a...
Cloud portal.
Purgatory, sort of.
Yes.
Since he was sort of technically dirty for, you know, a half a day. He's given a choice. He can either go right on to judgment, or he can sign up for a 100-year term with the RIPD and go after deados.
Rest in peace department.
Yes,
Jared, that's
the rest in peace department. They have to go after dead people who are not supposed to be among the living. And, of course, we don't have a movie unless he accepts these terms. And so he is teamed up with Jeff Bridges, who is an Old West marshal. He's been around for a long time. Yeah. He doesn't play nice with others, of course.
But he has a weird modern sensibility. It's hard, sort of hard to.
Been around a while. He's had time.
He's
had time to come to grips.
Yep. This is sort of like Jeff Bridges' Johnny Depp Pirates of the Caribbean moment. I mean, that's the parallel that I would draw.
Okay.
Like
that's fair.
He's going to create a really unique, strange character, and hopefully that will carry the.
He's got the movie. He's got marble mouth. He's got. Yeah. He's unique. I mean, I guess I have to give him credit for trying something with the character. It more often than not, it wasn't necessarily
didn't always
bad,
work.
But it just wasn't good either. I mean, you can say that about the entire film, really.
Yeah. So anyway,
there's the gold is a thing. Apparently, it's they're trying to the deados are trying to collect all these pieces to this artifact that will somehow reverse the flow of. Dead people.
So dead people will come pouring in.
Yeah, they'll come pouring in and take over the world. And
the guy that's leading this is Kevin Bacon.
It's Kevin Bacon.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
All ties together. Guess what? Spoiler alert.
They get him in the end.
I mean, we're not worried about spoilers because no one's going
to
see this.
There's no
this movie is going to be a flop-orama.
There's no reason to see it.
So, full disclosure, Jared, I want to say this right now. I fell asleep during the movie.
I was close a couple times.
I nodded off, and then one time I nodded off, and I almost bumped into you. And then that's when I almost fell into your lap. And so then I woke up and watched the rest of the movie. So I think that sort of tells you what this is. You know, this isn't a... For me, this isn't a movie that is so bad that, like, you can find joy from the badness.
No.
The movie
it's a nothing film.
The movie, like The dead people in it seem to be soulless. That's what it was.
Exactly right.
There's nothing unique about this. This plot has been done a million times. The special effects were
bad,
lifeless.
They're just it's all of the CG cliches you've come to expect from big summer movies.
The 3D was so wasted.
For me, it was weird because the dead oak has it's obviously, you know, you have occasionally the human. They'll go and interrogate a human guy who will then turn into a Deado.
Yeah.
And it's so obviously a CG character at that point.
Yeah.
It's like they're fighting cartoons.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's again, soulless. I mean, empty. It's cliched. It's devoid of any entertainment value. And it's, like you said, it's not even so bad that you can laugh at the badness. It's just, it's not even, it's just terrible.
It's completely forgettable.
Yeah.
That's what it is. This movie will be forgotten.
It's paper
mache. I've already forgotten it. It is. It's papier mache. It's not good. The love story that Ryan Reynolds has with his French girlfriend. And why is that? Like, where does this guy from Boston, who clearly doesn't have a Bostonian accent, how is he going to get hooked up with a French chick? It only happens in movies.
Yeah. There's no need to go into it, though, because there's this whole thing has surfaced. There's no depth to the story. There's no depth to the characters. They're all one notes there to serve a purpose, and that's it.
I mean, I'm going to say this about Jeff Bridges' acting choices in this. I mean, I have to say that kudos for him for trying. And it's sometimes it's sort of interesting between him and the Proctor.
Yeah, but it's sometimes it's ham bone.
Yeah, it's just like there's a weird with him. It's like, what's the tone with Jeff Bridges? What's the tone? What are we trying to accomplish? Is he a caricature?
Yeah,
you know,
and what's the tone of the film? Is it is it supposed to be funny? Is it supposed to be serious? Is it an action movie? The film doesn't know what it is. It's amateur filmmaking.
Yeah, it's stunning. It's stunning how poorly everything was executed, and I was telling Jared as we were walking out to the car how the audience reacted to this was unique for me because it was close to a full house and it was quiet and the energy levels were low.
Yeah, and what you would think were going to be the big laugh lines kind of got some chuckles, but that was really it.
And it was like forced laughter. Like every once in a while we would laugh because it's like you feel bad for the movie.
Yeah, the big laugh came at the end in the epilogue.
Yeah,
there was a little moment between Jeff Bridges and Mary Louise Parker's characters where, you know, you kind of saw that, yes, there is definitely a history between them, and she's still interested in him, and he's still interested in her, and they kind of have this moment where she kind of gets close to him and, like, chews on his beard, and she says he billy goated her.
Yeah.
And that was, like, the only genuine laugh moment in the entire film. And you laughed, I laughed, most people laughed, so...
Imagine if the whole movie would have had that sort of sensibility and that comedic presence.
There was just a weird oddball, it was just such a strange moment that it's like, yes,
that's it.
The film needed 100 times more of that, and it didn't have it. It was going through the motions. All right, I'm not going to my house, I'm going to yours.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, imagine if that movie could have interjected that sort of cleverness.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would have had a winning movie.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, you definitely had a couple people who could pull that off. Ryan Reynolds still has yet to prove to me that he's worth being in a big movie.
Ryan Reynolds is 0-for-3 for comic book movies. He failed at Deadpool, he failed at Green Lantern, and he failed at RIPD. So I don't know what to say. Maybe he gets better material, maybe he's a better guy. But he was executive producer on this film. So he is... You gotta question his judgment in what he's picking.
This
movie is going to flop.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's going to discredit Ryan Reynolds and Jeff Bridges. This is kind of like his Jaws 4 Michael Caine moment. You know what I mean? Like he's way too classy for this joint.
Absolutely.
You know, he shouldn't be eating this McDonald's bullshit. He should be at Ruth Chris's Steakhouse.
Or at least, you know, get a smash burger.
Something a little higher quality. So I suppose since we're almost at our destination,
yes,
we should give this bad boy a scope score.
The scope score is 1/2 star.
So, half star, Jared.
Half a star.
The worst reviewed movie of the summer.
I almost wanted to go 0. But there was there was enough like small little moments that it did earn a half star.
You have to give some credit for Jeff Bridges and the ballsiness of what he did, even though it was not always realized. There was something to what he did, like.
But honestly, there's no reason to see this film.
No, don't see this movie.
No reason to spend any money or time on this movie, which is why I was tempted to give it zero. So,
and
that's fine.
We do it for you guys.
I like to bring out this phrase, and we'll do it again. We took one for the team.
Yeah.
We see these films on our own time, not with our own money, but definitely our own time. And you take the good with the bad, and we can tell you.
Take them both, and there you have. Bullshit.
Yeah. That was said a few times in the movie. Don't see this movie, I guess, is the takeaway.
Don't see it.
Don't waste your time.
And we will never speak of it again. Except if we're referring to girlfriends.
We will not speak its name.
Yep. All right, Scope Faithful. Scope Summer Movie Slam over for this edition. I'm sure we'll be back with many more films, or just at least a handful of films for the rest of the summer.
We at least have the to-do list in the can. That'll be out shortly. And then we'll see what happens.
We will see what happens. Arrivederci, bitches.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope Faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying arrivederci. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.